have an interview here, and I am joined by Ollie and Danielle, part of the Ben Davis Publications. How are you guys doing today?
I'm doing good.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. So, I'm going to be interviewing you guys or whatever you guys would like to say. If you guys have any questions, or you guys can just take it away if you'd like, whatever you guys would like to say on the radio. So,
that is a very good offer. I don't.
You don't? Okay.
But I'm the editor-in-chief of our yearbook, Daniel.
And I'm one of the editors of the newspaper.
Sweet, sweet. Yeah, you guys did a fantastic piece on the when Ben Davis football team won the state championship. I really enjoyed that. I was in it, which was pretty awesome. It was pretty surreal and spectacular to be featured in a newspaper. I've never seen my name in a newspaper before. Hopefully not anytime soon for an obituary, but yeah, but it was pretty awesome, and I appreciate all the love and shout out. You guys do great work, and yeah. So my question for you guys is, what is the hardest part about being a part of the Ben Davis Publications?
I would say it's just a lot of holding yourself accountable for meeting your own deadlines and stuff, because we have a lot of writing that we do, obviously, and a lot to get done. So it's just you have to be very independent about it and make sure that you're getting it done.
Sweet, sweet.
For me, it's less of the workload itself, but it's making sure everybody is equally represented in the book, because we have a lot of sports. We cover, like, show choir competitions a lot. Yep. We're trying to make sure everyone is equally covered and that everything is correct as well, like correctly spelled names, proper grammar.
Yep, exactly.
It's just the devil's in the details.
Yep. I mean, you pointed out perfect there. The little details do matter, especially in newspaper, like a misspelling of a name. People will really, like, criticize, like, oh, you spelled my name wrong! Like, and it, yeah, all those little minute details really matter. It also, that also is a part of radio, broadcasting, just the media world itself. Like, you're broadcasting a sports game, and let's say, I'm just going to throw an example out there. Michael Jordan, right? You pronounce his name wrong, like the criticism you could face. So that's very true. So when you talk about, you know, the holding yourself accountable and just all the work that goes into it, for an average newspaper, how much prep work goes into it, and how much work just in general goes into it, hours, minutes, like on average?
So we produce new issues like once a month, roughly, and everyone gets some stories to write. Whether we also have an online website,
yep.
So whether it's for online or for the print issue, and you have like a month to write your stories, depending on how many you get. Some people will get two or three, some people will just get one, but you have all of class to do it. Normally a good story will take a couple weeks, right? Yeah. If you're interviewing people and making sure their quotes are right, stuff like that. So, yeah.
Awesome, awesome. So, my next question, geez, I'm like interviewing you guys now. we talk about deadlines. Like, out of the school year, have there been a lot of, like, rushing to get, like, things posted deadline-wise? Has there been a lot of that? Because, like, for me, I'm quality over quantity type of person. If I'm going to do something, I want to do it very well. I don't want to, like, rush something out there. And it's like, for radio especially, I'm doing promos and I'm, you know, getting all these things put in the system. I'm doing prep work. And I'm like, man, I'm always cutting it so darn close sometimes. It's like, it's just, have you guys had, like, quite a few of those moments, or just, like, this year, for example, or I'm just curious?
In yearbook, we definitely have. Yeah. I've had multiple weekends where I've come in and I've been there for about 4 or 5 hours working on things. Over spring break, we came for 3 days in a row.
Wow.
Working for like 5 to 6 hours, just the editors. We stayed. There's 3 or 4 of us that came in with Mr. Hayes, and we spent a lot of extra time making sure to get stuff done. And it's, again, with the quality over quantity, we want to make sure it's really good. So mm-hmm. We have like 5, 6 people going over the same page multiple times just to catch any errors.
Wow. Yeah, it's, I'm trying to think of another question to ask, but do you guys have anything else you guys would like to say or shout out on the airways? Any music you could request? We are playing, 60s, 70s, 80s right now. So, yeah.
Mr. Hayes wanted me to shout out at room X109.
Okay.
So. Yes, if anyone's interested in joining newspaper, you really should consider.
Well, apparently I have another question now. What is one of your favorite pieces of newspaper you guys have worked on? Favorite pieces you've made over the years? Favorite moments?
We've had a lot of good ones this year, actually. We did a music-themed issue, which was really cool because I thought that was it catered to the audience pretty well. Like, I feel like that's something that people would want to read. We also recently did an issue on Sweat, the art thing. And that was really cool. I got to do a feature on Mr. Allison, who's also the Teacher of the Year. So that was really cool because I got to hear a little bit about him. But those are some of my favorites.
I don't know if I have any favorite pieces, but I love the process of laying out spreads because we have each spread is 2 pages. I just love the process of laying out the format, deciding
like the foundation, like, okay, you're going to cover this story. This is where the sports are going to go. This is where the choir section is going to go.
Yes.
The foundation. Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah, you talk about, you bring up, like, you know, the different pieces, like choir, for example, you know, versus sports. I wouldn't say really like a rivalry. I wouldn't say any of that. But just the trying to include this, everyone gets their name in the newspaper about the same and their spotlight about the same. That's, I mean, that can be very tough. Like, that can be very, very tough. My buddy, who he's a photographer at Decatur Central High School, he does yearbook, and he's came to, like, every single choir event. And he's taken a lot of pictures. Back in previous years in the yearbook, no one would do that. And I was just like, dude, you got to come out here. The sports are getting their spotlight. You know, well, let's share the wealth here. Let's share the spotlight here, and you know, shine on the arts department, which is feel like it's very overlooked in a lot of schools. Everyone talks about sports, but you look at Ben Davis, for example. They have a terrific choir program. Out of this world. I'm a part of the Decatur Central Golden Airs Mixed Show Choir. I came here for a competition. I saw the mixed choir perform out of this world. The choreo was insane, the sound effects. I mean, I was just absolutely blown away. But that's what I'd like to mention. I was just trying to elaborate. And, yeah, so.
I did what your friend did with choir competitions. I did that with girls' golf last year.
Yeah.
We rarely ever get coverage for girls' golf. It's a really small and underrepresented sport. I went to multiple games. I don't know exactly what they're called because they're not really games, but I went
matches.
To multiple events.
Matches, yeah.
Getting photos of them so we could have more representation and coverage because they were away games. Not a lot of people could go.
Exactly.
But I enjoyed doing that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm especially in high school, like athletes, people that are part of extracurriculars, they want a picture of them or they want their name and. They want that spotlight. I mean, they're putting on the working hours, and you know, no one. I mean, it's unfortunate that a lot of sports don't get or arts don't get as much coverage, and it's just unfortunate. It's just like you're just trying to split it up and please everyone at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So, well, if you guys have anything else to say, feel free right ahead. We'll jump right back into the music. If you guys have anything else you'd like to say, go right ahead.
I think I'm good
as well.
Well, thank you, Ollie. Thank you, Daniela, for being a part of the WBG 58 Marathon. It's always a pleasure and honor to have guests a part of the marathon. It's always just a spectacular time. This is like the main event of our radio station. We always just try to make it the most amazing, spectacular, fun-filled event this radio station has. So thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Well, coming up next is Easy Lover by Philip Bailey and Phil Collins. This was released in 1984. I'd just like to say thank you to Ben Davis Publications for doing an interview on the WBG 58 Marathon. It's great to have Ollie and Daniela on air with us. So coming up next, we're continuing with the 80s with Easy Lover. This is Big Nelly, and I'll see you guys around.